I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. Horse racing took center stage on Saturday. No, not the Kentucky Derby. Charlatan romped to victory by 6 lengths in the first division of the Arkansas Derby, and Nadal won the second division, giving Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert a sweep on Saturday. The 146th Kentucky Derby usually would have dominated the first Saturday in May, but it's been pushed back to September 5th by the pandemic. Instead, 18 three-year-olds ran in 2 divisions of the Arkansas Derby at Oaklawn, each worth $500,000. Each race was worth 170 qualifying points for the Kentucky Derby, including 100 to the winners. It was the first time since 1960 that the race was split. No fans were allowed because of the pandemic on a day that would have been the biggest of the season at Oaklawn. Secretariat, the 1973 Triple Crown winner, won a virtual Kentucky Derby against 12 fellow Triple Crown winners. The mile and a quarter race featuring computer-generated imagery was held Saturday, the same day the 146th Derby had been scheduled until it was postponed. Secretariat was the 7-2 favorite, although there was no wagering. Instead, fans selecting the winning horse online were entered to win a VIP experience at the Derby this fall. Churchill Downs pledged to match $1 million in fan donations to COVID-19 relief. A virtual Seattle Slough, who won the 1977 Triple Crown, led much of the way until being overtaken down the stretch. Citation, the 1948 Triple Crown champion, finished second. Seattle Slough was third. Affirmed, the 1978 champion, was fourth, followed by American Pharoah. Also in the race were 1946 champion Assault, 1919 champion Sir Barton, 1930 champion Gallant Fox, 1937 champion War Admiral, 1941 champion Whirlaway, 1943 champion Count Fleet, 2018 champion Justify, and 1935 champion Omaha. The NFL will release its 2020 schedule late next week without any major changes, including a September 10th opener, the Super Bowl on February 7th, and visions of fans in the stands. The league has evaluated contingency plans should the pandemic intensify, working in conjunction with the NFL Players Association and medical experts on a set of protocols. One of those contingencies is delaying the season until mid-October. Empty stadiums and no bye weeks have long been discussed. One option not on the table is gathering players at a centralized location to play the season. The NBA and Major League Baseball have discussed playing at a neutral site, such as Walt Disney World, Las Vegas, or Arizona, but the NFL doesn't plan to do that. The sudden disappearance of sports will erase at least $12 billion in revenue and hundreds of thousands of jobs, an economic catastrophe that will be more than double if the college football and NFL schedules are wiped out this fall by the pandemic. The numbers include everything from the price of a ticket and a hot dog to the money you spend taking your daughter to an out-of-state soccer tournament. For example, the crisis stands to wipe out more than $3.25 billion that fans would have spent on pro sports. It would erase nearly $371 million in wages, approximately 20 million hours for ticket takers, beer vendors, and other stadium and arena employees. At least $2.2 billion of national TV revenue would be lost, as well as up to $2.4 billion in tourism related to youth sports. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.